I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. South Dakota's Attorney General was ticketed for going 57 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone just days before he pleaded no contest to traffic charges for a car crash that killed a pedestrian last year. The state's top law enforcement officer received a ticket late on Sunday, August 22nd. He was charged with a secondary misdemeanor and fined $177.50. He hasn't paid the fine or admitted guilt. On Thursday, the Republican Attorney General pleaded no contest to a pair of second-degree misdemeanors for a crash last year that killed a man walking on a rural highway. 68 of Iowa's 150 lawmakers did not miss a vote during the 2021 legislative session. The Sioux City Journal reports on average lawmakers missed 6% of the floor votes taken in the House and Senate. That's according to information from the Club for Growth, which assembled a missed vote Iowa scorecard. In the Senate, just over half of 50 members took all 270 votes. And in the House, 42 of 100 representatives were present for 366 votes. That's typical, according to one long-term lawmaker. Several Sioux City legislators appeared on the perfect attendance list. They are Representatives Democrats Steve Hansen, Chris Hall, Republican Jacob Bossman, and Democratic Senator Jackie Smith. Republican Senator Jim Carlin missed 10% of votes. And Sioux City School Board member Ron Colling tells the Sioux City Journal he will not run for a second term. Three of seven seats are up for re-election. Jeremy Saints and Perla Alicon-Flory are still undecided about running again. The deadline to file, 5 p.m. on September 16th. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.